So to put that in perspective, I think what I'm saying, or to sort of make it make sense in terms of how I'm currently set up mentally, and how I view the rest of the world, and it does just feel like I'm looking out through a sort of peephole, and I suppose I feel like I'm hiding behind a curtain in a big ballroom, and there's loads of activity going on in that ballroom, but I don't want to be spotted by anyone for whatever reason, and no exciting reason particularly, just want to be safe behind the big velvet curtain. You know, sort of, I've got a 3-story house. It's thin. It's a 2 up, 2 down, really squashed into 3 stories. With lots of light in the top, and I'm never drawn up there, really. I could sit up there. It'd be probably better for me to get all that light. I'd much rather be in my safe room with the blinds up and my control centre, really. I've got my computers, you know, I've got a full on setup here, 3 monitors and that kind of thing. And it's soundproof. It's like a bubble. And I find myself now, I've got over my agoraphobia in the sense that me and Poppy and Claude get out walking and a lot, you know, daily. But I do choose times when I know I'm not going to see people, like this sort of time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, or even if I go in the afternoon or the mid-evening for it to walk Poppy, I kind of can't switch off from making sure I don't walk near any other people that might want to talk to me, because I can't deal with talk and conversation. Or, well, the thing is, I could be brief, but I've got this like burning desire for people to chat to people, and then people are like me, and then that's a bit of comfort and feedback, and that I mustn't be that mad, you know. Well, I'm not that mad, but it's just a bit of reaffirmation, you know, self-affirmation. I seek that really in encounters with people. I know I do it too much, but on the other hand, I know that I haven't got the mental strength to go about seeking that at the moment. So I know I need to. Well, I just feel like avoiding any contact with, you know, even shop owners. I'm usually really chatty to them, and now I'm kind of trying to just be really quick and pay and leave, and it's just weird. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm playing some game of Zorro or something, and I've got my cape on around my face, and I'm dodging around the city and back to base, or Batman, I don't know. It's nothing. I'm not saying that in any sort of sense that gives some sort of deep meaning or cultural reference to it. I'm just sort of saying, when I think about it, I creep about avoiding people when I go outside the house. If I see someone that I know that, you know, there's people that I was really chatty to when I was almost manic in the park, and, you know, I even started a site called woofday.net, which was like Twitter for dog owners, and got a few people in the park interested, but never did anything else with it. I mean, it's fairly neat, check it out. If you're listening, I would be very doubtful if you are by now. Can't imagine how I did it now. No brain power. But yeah, creeping about, dodging social interaction. It's not healthy, but it's hard to know what to say to that conclusion of it not being healthy when it's all you've got, really. I mean, it's all you feel comfortable with. If you're to avoid feeling huge anxious anxieties and sweat attacks and panics. So it's hard. It's hard.